It doesn't give kind of the crowd excitement that we're used to getting with Reconnect across the country, but you're one of the fortunate few. But there are 21 million American activity. Many of them, as your representatives know, are located in Oklahoma as well as other rural parts of the country. And President Trump's goal and Congress's goal has been to get you really urban city type speed. This is gigabit speed that's going to connect these people, and you'll have service comparable to anywhere in the United States, which will be really transformative. We've seen during the pandemic, we all know that distance learning, telehealth, telemedicine, e-commerce, and just the social aspect, as well as in Oklahoma and across the country, precision agriculture is becoming more and more enforced. It requires connectivity, being able to upload and download data there as we learn how to do things, do more with less in agricultural production. It keeps us as the leader of the world in agriculture. So we're very delighted that Congress has seen fit to appropriate these dollars. Obviously, it's a big goal of this administration to make sure that we provide everyone, wherever you may live, the opportunity to participate in the modern economy. We know back in years ago, it was waterways initially that helped develop this country. Then it was railroads, and then it was interstates. And now with electrification and telephone being ubiquitous across the United States, we know that it's data connectivity that really is the modern railroad of today that will allow citizens everywhere. I'm always impressed with the innovation and ingenuity of country people. They just have a way of doing whatever it takes. And really, I think most of the modern equipment we see here from OEMs like John Deere and International and others typically originated in somebody's farm shed. And the ability today to transmit these kind of documents and plans and designs is needed for modern connectivity. So we're delighted that you are with us today. Chad Roop, our administrator of Rural Utility Services, is going to more likely describe the benefit to these households that are coming. We've got two great companies participating with us today with a good award, and congratulations to them. And we look forward to congratulating them as they as we announce them later on today. But I just want to thank you. Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas have been great proponents of this. They love Oklahoma, but they love those peaceful spots, but they also know those peaceful spots, in order to join the modern economy, need this connectivity. So without further ado, I want to introduce your senior senator, Senator Inhofe. Welcome you today by virtue of reality and connectivity that many more people are going to enjoy today as a result of this announcement coming soon. So, Senator Inhofe, your platform.
Well, you know, Mr. Secretary, you've been great to work with. As you know, we've had a connection for many, many years. And I think that most people realize in Oklahoma, because we've been talking about this, that this administration, our president, and working with you, we've done more for rural America than any other administration I can remember. And so I'm really very proud. It's been great working with you. That, as you say, the high-speed internet is a lifeline for rural communities and promotes innovation in agriculture and access to health services and education. And when I see my good friend from the House, Frank Lucas, he and I hear from and communicate with rural Oklahoma on a daily basis. And this always comes up. This always comes up in the subject. And I'm just saying that all Americans deserve the 21st century broadband infrastructure, and especially in Oklahoma, and they're going to have it, and they ought to be real excited, and I'm sure that they are. I'm proud to work with the administration, what they have done, and look forward to seeing Pioneer and Cimarron telephone companies utilize these grants to support the expansion of broadband in rural areas and the growth that it'll provide to Oklahoma's economy. And Oklahoma's kids, we want our kids, Frank Lucas and I both, want our kids to have every advantage other kids have in other areas of Oklahoma, as well as the United States. So good work. It's a great day for rural Oklahoma.
Thank you, Senator Inhofe. Not only have every advantage, but be able to stay in those great rural Oklahoma places if they want to, rather than having to feel like they've got to go where connectivity is in order to have a modern day job. So we know that agriculture is advancing through many of these ag tech products. And I know that Congressman Lucas, having chaired the Committee on Agriculture, knows that as much as anyone. So welcome, Congressman Lucas. You've been a great advocate and proponent for agriculture in general, but certainly rural America overall, and welcome, and you've got the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and thank you for inviting me to join you this morning for this exciting announcement. And I want to share my personal thank you, as the senior senator did, for your dedication and service to rural America and your recognition of the importance of broadband during such critical time. And I'd also like to recognize, along with Senator Inhofe, our very own Secretary of Agriculture in Oklahoma, Blaine Arthur, who's with us this morning. Both Senator Inhofe and Secretary Arthur have been tireless advocates for our great state, and Oklahoma is fortunate to have both of them where they are and here today with us. As our country continues to fight COVID-19, the need for rural band has never been more apparent. When schools and businesses shut down earlier this year and residents were asked to stay in their homes, many Americans were left scrambling to adjust to this new, largely virtual world. Unfortunately, many of those challenges still remain. Creative solutions continue to be needed to access telehealth services, remote learning for school children, and business operations as these professionals resume their work supporting communities in this vast technical challenge. For rural America, as you correctly noted, 2/3 of the households have access to broadband internet, something that's virtually vitally important to our everyday lives, jobs, running businesses, education, connecting to the world. And that's why programs like Reconnect are desperately needed, especially as schools continue to discuss safe ways to reopen and navigate through remote learning. It is my hope that the funding announced today will build upon the success of the previous round of Reconnect funding, which will have tremendous impact on Oklahoma's underserved and unserved rural communities. As our nation's economy becomes more and more reliant on connectivity, our rural communities can no longer afford to be disconnected. As ranking member of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, I prioritized expanding opportunities for STEM education and teacher training in rural areas. However, many of these resources initiatives rely and require a stable, high-speed internet connection. From Main Street to the classroom, to the doctor's office, broadband will continue to play a role in our daily lives. Again, thank you, Mr. Secretary, for having us, having me with you this morning. I look forward to continuing to support the work you're doing in Washington and on behalf of rural Americans in Oklahoma and across the nation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Lucas. Let's just put it down where everybody can understand. No longer, when this is built out, you're going to have kids in rural Oklahoma whose parents won't have to drive them to a town parking lot in order to get connectivity to even do their homework. That's the equality we're talking about, and that's what we need all across the country. So thank you for your faithful efforts on behalf of agriculture and rural Oklahomans, as well as all of Oklahoma in that effort. And you mentioned we've got another distinguished guest with us today, and that's Secretary of Agriculture for Oklahoma, Blaine Arthur. I think she has been a wonderful partner. And I'll tell you, I think you members of Congress realize this administration has been more respectful of our state officials and even local officials than any I can ever remember. They're on the phone all the time with governors, other elected state officials in every state, as well as our local commissioners and local government agencies. I'm proud to be part of a administration that represents, we all serve the same people. And obviously the partnership we've enjoyed with Secretary Arthur is above all of that. So Secretary Arthur, thank you. And I know that your citizens are going to enjoy this new benefit here of gigabit speed right to the home. And so welcome, and please give us your remarks.
Well, good morning, Secretary Perdue. Very glad to be here on behalf of Governor Kevin Stitt. Always proud and glad to see both Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas who have been certainly champions for agriculture here in the state of Oklahoma, but also champions for rural Oklahoma. And that's something that's incredibly important to all of our ag producers. And Secretary Perdue, to your comments in regards to the administration, I certainly agree wholeheartedly. We have had a multitude of conference calls and Zoom calls, and our friends there at USDA are always accessible to us at the state level. And during this unique time that we have all lived through, that's been incredibly important. So thank you certainly to your staff and everyone there at USDA who has been such a great partner for all of us here at the state level in Oklahoma. I do just want to follow up on comments from Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas regarding how this impacts in such a tremendously positive way our citizens here in the state of Oklahoma. We've seen the challenges for those that live in rural Oklahoma. As Secretary Perdue mentioned, students that maybe have to go to a parking lot to get their homework done. I have two small kids that go to a very rural school, and I live down a gravel road, so we understand the challenges that can provide to families and to parents. And the Reconnect program and the opportunities that it's providing really will just change the future of these families and these children kind of forever. I know certainly for all of our ag producers that continue to implement the technology into their operations, they need this access and this ability for them to continue to produce efficiently and use the technology that they want to have on their particular production practices. And also, one thing that this opens up is an opportunity for a lot of our agritourism venues here in the state of Oklahoma to have more access to their customer base and encourage people to learn more about ag and why it's so important to the state. So this is certainly a banner day for the state of Oklahoma. I'm very glad to be here on behalf of the governor. We appreciate the collaborative work from the state and federal level, and very excited for Pioneer Telephone and Cimarron Telephone and for all of their customers that are going to benefit from this tremendous announcement. And, you know, I hope that we can all look back in 5 or 10 years and really see the ROI that this has had on those communities and on those individuals. One thing I believe we do extremely well in Oklahoma is grow talent and grow young people. And I think by having access to the resources from this Reconnect announcement, that's going to give those young adults and those young entrepreneurs even more opportunity to make a positive difference here in the state of Oklahoma and really across the United States. So I certainly appreciate the opportunity to make some comments this morning. Thank you, Secretary Perdue, for your leadership. And thank you again, Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas, for being such great partners and such great champions for our ag producers here in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, thank you, Secretary Arthur, and we appreciate the relationship we've had with your office and the partnership and collaboration that we continue to enjoy. Now we're going to hear from Chad Root. Chad is our administrator of the Rural Utility Services, and Chad and his team have done a great job in implementing this program and executing it all across the country. They took this CARES Act funding that you all did, the other $100 million that you added, Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas, during the CARES Act, and they, within just a matter of weeks, took these other applications that were pending, and this is one of those types of allotments and allocations to these two companies from the CARES Act funding that you all provided. So, Chad, tell us a little bit about Pioneer and Cimarron and what it's going, the difference it's going to make in rural Oklahoma.
Well, good morning. Thank you, sir. I'd like to congratulate Cimarron Telephone Company and Pioneer Telephone Cooperative on building out critical infrastructure for the people of Oklahoma. I'm also very pleased that as leaders, you have embraced the opportunity to provide that vital utility infrastructure as envisioned by Secretary Perdue and President Trump. And really, by partnering with USDA, you're encouraging a whole new generation, as was discussed, to grow and sustain the rural economy, using fiber to the premises technology and connections. As the Secretary mentioned, these projects are part of the $100 million appropriated from the CARES Act, but more importantly, they deliver the results to Oklahoma's unserved communities at a time when people are making choices about school this fall, as my own kids are back in Wyoming. And people are looking to rebuild their businesses as we look to reopen the economy and get people back to work, and then allow the at-risk populations that need that telehealth capability to remain in their homes and not endanger themselves by exposing themselves to the crisis that's out there and about. And specifically, Cimarron Telephone Company is receiving a $5.5 billion award to lay over 88 miles of high-speed fiber broadband to connect 746 people, 107 farms, and three businesses. And then additionally, with Pioneer, they are receiving $24.3 million that was granted to match their $8.1 million investment to build 713 miles of fiber for 4,480 people, 590 farms, 44 businesses, and two fire stations for the 1,832 households. So thanks to President Trump and to Congress and Secretary Perdue's leadership, these investments, as well as many more like them that have been announced and will be announced in the coming months, will give farmers, ranchers, small businesses, healthcare providers, rural utility providers, and educators the ability to feed, clothe, fuel, power, and teach our children so that we can rebuild an even more robust and powerful economy so that every generation will have wonderful opportunities that rural America offers through its quality of life. So once again, I'd like to congratulate our awardees today and just offer my sincere appreciation for your commitment to build out rural America.
Thank you, Chad. And we want to congratulate sir, both Pioneer and Cimarron. And at this time, we're going to hear from Richard Ruhl of Pioneer to talk about what it means to their cooperative. Richard?
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Good morning to you and to Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas and Secretary Arthur. It's an honor for us to be here with you today. I'd just like to say on behalf of the Pioneer Board of Trustees, the thousands of cooperative members that we serve, and the Pioneer employees, we want to say a big thank you to the Department of Agriculture and Rural Utility Services, along with Administrator Roop, Deputy Administrator Cuccinot, Secretary Arthur, and special thank you to the Oklahoma Congressional Delegation, Senator Inhofe, Congressman Lucas, for your help in establishing this CARES Act funds for this ReConnect program. This program will allow Pioneer to bring fiber-based gig-capable services to several thousand customers located throughout Western Oklahoma. We are just extremely grateful to be selected a part of the ReConnect program. Just really excited to get started and get this project well underway. Again, thank you, Mr. Secretary, to be here with you today.
Well, thank you as well. And I know you'll put those funds to good use, and the matching funds at your trustees. Thank you for your willingness to participate in this program and put skin in the game together with us. And that's what it really takes in making this happen. Now we're going to hear from Ed McLaughlin of Cimarron Telephone Company. Ed, your floor.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to say that on behalf of Cimarron Telephone, I'd like to thank the USDA for their consideration in providing this grant. A little bit about Cimarron Telephone. It's an exchange that's approximately 40 miles west of Tulsa, covers about 550 square miles, and has 6,000 customers, which works out to an average density of 11 customers per square mile. Some areas have more, some areas have less, but the area that this particular grant covers has less than the average. In trying to provide a reasonable economic justification for a fiber build, given such low customer densities, has proven to be quite a challenge for us. But programs such as ReConnect will enable us to provide broadband speeds up to 1 gigabit per second in such areas that customers would otherwise not be able to enjoy. And with the emphasis on working remotely and distance learning during this pandemic, it is even more crucial that people living in rural areas have the same access to technology that their urban counterparts take for granted. I'll share just one anecdote about the need for higher speed internet in rural areas. As part of the application process, we asked business owners within the target area to fill out a form indicating an interest in getting fiber to the home. About a month after submitting his form, one gentleman called and asked when we were showing up with the fiber. We had to explain to him that this was a process and that if we were successful in securing the grant, we would get to him as soon as possible. So by awarding Cimarron Telephone this grant, you have made at least one gentleman in rural Oklahoma very happy. Once again, I'd like to say thank you, and I hope that the senator and the congressman continue their efforts in providing funding for programs such as this.
Thank you, Ed, and thank you, Richard. And Senator, again, Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas, thank you for understanding the needs of America, particularly rural America, as it affects agriculture and all of our economy, and the equality that's needed out here in these very pastoral areas is going to make a huge difference. So congratulations to you rural Oklahomans who are going to have city-sized speed very soon as these companies build it out. So in conclusion today, I just want to tell you that we plan to continue to work with President Trump and his administration to ensure that all Americans, as fast as we can, have access to high-speed internet connectivity, because I know and you know when rural America thrives, America thrives. So thank you for joining us today, and congratulations once again to Oklahoma and to all of your rural citizens there. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day.